We are about to chat with a Georgia foster mom about the abuse of power we are continuing to witness around the country. Join us today on Fostering the Future.
Welcome to the Fostering the Future podcast.
Join us as we continue our conversation about the Hernandez family.
While I have never breastfed a child, I have two sisters who have, and I know the emotional wear and the work that goes into that. And I understand you said when the children were with their aunt and uncle that they were able to provide Emma's mom's milk to her, but you said there was a period of time after that she was providing it and they weren't giving it to her, which obviously here led to her being hospitalized. Why couldn't, if they weren't going to give, now I understand in situations where a parent might be using substances, why they may be concerned about that, but this isn't even a case of that. But regardless, if they weren't going to give the child the breast milk, why couldn't they have told the mother? Because the amount of work that she put into that, and I can't even, to be separated from your children to begin with is the most devastating, horrendous. Like, I don't know how everybody just doesn't jump off a bridge, and I probably shouldn't say that. So you're already dealing with the devastation of not having your children, but to have that emotional experience of pumping for them for a period of, like, why couldn't they have just told her, we're not going to use this?
I don't know. That was another part of reading all of this. And at that time, she thought Emma was getting her milk. So when I called her, I'm the one who said, she said, well, how is Emma doing? How is her eating? That's all she cared about. Because I said, your girls just left my home. Those were her questions. How are they? Was Aria scared? Is Emma eating okay? I let her know she's on formula. And she said, why? I have a lot of milk. She pumped in jail. Okay. That was the one item she asked. Can I bring my breast pump? They wouldn't let her use it. She was completely engorged for hours. Finally, she got to start pumping. I'm pretty sure they threw that milk away there. Understandable. They don't have a freezer there. But she, when she got out of jail 3 days later, she was driving it to the DFACS building and leaving them milk. And they were legitimately throwing it away. They weren't giving it. Yeah, why would you not say this isn't going to work or we don't want it at our off? I mean, come up with something. Don't make this poor woman, because I have breastfed my two biological children, and it is a lot. It's an emotional connection with that child. And I cannot imagine pumping my milk for my baby who's not even with me, and you're trying to sustain them, and then you find out they're not even giving it. That is not looking at what is the best interest of a family. And that is wrong. And our state should be ashamed of that. The individuals who took that milk and poured it out or threw it away should be ashamed of themselves, because that's sick. And that's one of my problems. These little things kept coming up, you guys, where it was just like, this isn't normal. This is not how foster care is supposed to go. And all they really cared about was how I got in touch with this mom, demanding I call them. They were emailing me, you need to call us. We need to know how you spoke with the mom. We need to know what's going on. And I'm like, oh my God, I called her. It's very simple. I called her.
I'm assuming you went through a foster parent training, as did I.
Yes.
And when you go through a foster parent training, at least in my case, there was a whole chapter about co-parenting. The agency teaches you that this is one of the most important things you will do. It has such an important role in getting these children reunified, right? And it's actually the thing I was most scared about going into being a foster parent, just because, like, I don't love meeting new people to begin with. And now I've got to be in this situation with, it's a weird dynamic. I didn't take your kid, but I have your kid. And I feel bad about that. That was the thing I was least looking forward to as a foster parent that I have been for a while. It is the most rewarding and unbelievably special experience that I've had as a foster parent is the co-parenting piece. To be trained to do something, it has been held over my head that I shouldn't be. And this is what I was taught to do. It was literally
On paper, they teach you. It's in the manual. We've got a special thing for it, actually, with Georgia. They came up with their own manual outside of actual regular foster care. And you read that and it sounds so good to me. Like, reach out to the birth parents, invite them to school functions, right? Find out what their kids like to eat so that you can help them stay accustomed to what's going on. I loved all that. And every time that we had a child placed in, especially if it was long term, we would go to every court hearing. So we would meet the parents at court. Now, there was a couple of times where nobody wanted to talk to us. They were hurt. They were bitter. They were angry. And I understood that. I do. But the majority of the parents would hug me, would thank us. We would text each other. I would let them know how the kids are. I was never told I wasn't allowed to do this. This was something that we were supposed to do because it was the right thing for the children, unless there's a court order. So I am well aware there are times you don't just invite their parents to your house for dinner. You need to be mindful. And sometimes you can invite them for dinner. Sometimes you actually can. But you do need to use your head. And if there's a court order, right, they can't see their kids outside of visits, don't do that. Don't do that. But you can make this relationship with their parents. That is what is for best for the child. So yeah, it was so weird that they made such a huge deal about why I called and how this came to be. And they were even insinuating she found me. I'm like, no, I found her phone number and I called her. That's how that happened.
If you want to help the Hernandez family and other families experiencing abuse of power in Georgia, please contact Governor Kemp's office at 404-656-1776 and ask him to meet with the Hernandez family or message us on TikTok for more ways to help.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe and follow us on social. We hope that you join us again next time and keep on fostering the future.